Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is DJ Muller. He's president and founder of WebLink International. WebLink empowers hundreds of trade and professional associations and more than 500,000 small and medium businesses to help them acquire and retain more customers. And today we'll be discussing WebLink's guide, Four Simple Steps to Growing Your Membership with LinkedIn. So welcome, DJ.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
It's our pleasure. And I guess the question is, why LinkedIn? Why use LinkedIn over, let's say, Twitter or Facebook or other sort of social networks?
Yeah, I think LinkedIn is probably one of the most underappreciated social networks out there, but probably one of the most effective ones that really helps businesses kind of get more customers and engage with prospects. I think if you think about it, how people use Facebook and Twitter, a lot of those things are more kind of personal relationships. So you're working with friends and family. You're connecting through Facebook. But a lot of people don't think necessarily too much about how to use social media and leverage that to get more customers. And Facebook is good. I think personally that LinkedIn is better. And I think LinkedIn is probably better because a lot more businesses use it. They think about it as a professional repository, so it's where they put all their information about this is what I'm an expert in, this is what I'm good at, and they don't necessarily think about it as, wow, this is a great place for me to find prospects. And so what we did is we kind of put together a guide that helps small, medium businesses or businesses of any size really kind of think of LinkedIn differently and kind of how to leverage that.
Okay. Now, you say there are four steps and that they're simple. They're simple steps.
Yeah.
So why don't you go through those four steps with us, just a description of what they are for our listeners.
You bet. So I think the first thing is don't be afraid. Get on LinkedIn. It's easy to sign up and create your presence. So do two things. First thing is when you create your presence, create one for yourself, which most people already have, but then also create one for your business. And then when you're doing that, the second step is to kind of, after you create your presence, build it out. So make sure that you go to the description on your business profile and put in all the great things that you do. So put descriptions of the products and services. Think about keywords that people might even search for, because Google and Bing and Yahoo do a great job of indexing LinkedIn. So if you put those search terms in there, you're going to increase your odds that you're going to be found when somebody searches for that. So the second thing you want to do is after you build your profile, as I mentioned, is just kind of build it out with your products and services so people can find it. And then the third thing you want to do is start connecting and do this from your business to your existing customer base. So think about all the people that you know that are customers or that really love you, and those are the ones you want to connect to first. And ask for invitations to them, and you'll be surprised at how quickly you'll build out your little network of how many people that you work with and all of your different customers that you can connect to. So after you build it, get your profile built out, and then start connecting. And the last step to leveraging this is then ask for warm introductions. So you know your customers on an individual basis, and you know the ones that love your service, and those are the ones you want to leverage. And then ask them for warm introductions so you can actually say, hey, could you connect me to so-and-so? Or if you can request a connection to somebody through LinkedIn and reference back that person. Say, hey, I know Jim Smith. He said you guys do an awesome job. We work with them to provide accounting services or whatever. Wondering what if we could connect. And it, just like in real life, I think what LinkedIn can do is it can really kind of help you leverage existing relationships. And existing relationships are usually built on some level of trust, and that's a huge hurdle that LinkedIn can kind of help you get over if you're leveraging kind of the warm introductions that you can get from your customer, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And so, you know, if you're a small business, you've got lots of things that you need to do, right? I mean, is this something that you should put at the top of the priority list? How much time does it really take to develop that presence and then maintain it at an optimal level on LinkedIn?
Sure. So I think it's, you know, I use a really technical phrase, you know, use common sense. So it probably takes about an hour to create it to do a good job. And that's something you should do. So that's not optional. I think what might be optional, depending on the products and the services that you have and on the customer base you're trying to attract, is how much time you put into it every day or every week. If you're a real small business, once a week might be all you have time. If you're just starting out and you really don't have a lot of customers, I'd spend a lot of time doing it because you need to be able to grow your business as fast as you can. And this is a great lead source, a great way to kind of grow your business. But I would say at a minimum once a week, and there probably is no maximum. I know there's a lot of companies, including ourselves, that use it all day long to try to help communicate with customers and to connect with other professionals that hopefully we get an opportunity to do business with.
Mm. So what are some costly mistakes? You've spent this time creating the presence. You've been nurturing your LinkedIn, right, and the connections, and maybe you've even begun to get new customers from your efforts. What are some mistakes that can send it tumbling all down?
Yeah, I think the biggest mistake that people will make is they think of it as a broadcast station, and they just start sending out way too much content that's not relevant to their customers or to their prospects, and they don't treat it essentially as they would a face-to-face relationship with respect. And I think if they don't respect those relationships, then people will just tune them out. And then all this work just kind of goes down the drain. And if you can get into a habit of getting good relationships and connecting with people that you sincerely know, and the other part that I think is important is not only ask for the connections, but get referrals from your customers so you can post comments or ask them politely, hey, if you had a good experience with us today, would you mind just sending me a comment through LinkedIn? Those things will help. So I think some of the common mistakes are just, I hate to use it, kind of abusing, you know, LinkedIn, or that applies to any social network, to, you know, blasting out like, say, you know, radio station, I guess is maybe not a good analogy, but just too much commercialization, if that makes sense.
Right. You don't want to seem as if you are having your hands in their pockets all the time. So,
exactly.
So very good. Now, what would be the one piece of advice that you would leave our listeners with today about growing your customer membership base using LinkedIn?
Get started. It's easy. It's nothing to be afraid of. I've been blessed enough to talk to a lot of small businesses, and I think there's still this fear, I'm going to mess it up. It's difficult. You know, I need somebody that's, you know, in their teens or 20s to do this for me. And it's, and you know this, you just got to get started. And it's not difficult. And just get started. And they'll be pleasantly surprised at how easy it is. And it's kind of fun to connect with people, too.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much, DJ Muller, for being here with us. And just a reminder, he's president and founder of WebLink International, who empowers hundreds of trade and professional associations and more than 500,000 small and medium businesses to help them acquire and retain more customers. You can download your own copy of their guide, 4 Simple Steps to Growing Your Membership with LinkedIn, and learn more about WebLink and DJ Muller at weblinkinternational.com. Thanks again, DJ.
Thank you so much for your time.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.